Hi, guys. Good morning. So you all know me. My name's Kaylin. I've lived in Spur my whole life, and I've grown up going to church my whole life. I'm pretty positive that my granddad has been a music director my whole life plus some. So I've been in the church my whole life, and I've known the rules. I've known what I'm not supposed to do, what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to live. I've known all of that. And I didn't really come to church because I wanted to come to church. I came to church because that's what we did. And my mom was like, okay, Kaylin, it's time to get up and get dressed for Sunday school. We're going to church. And so that's just what I did for, like, I don't even know how long. But whenever I got to youth and we started going to youth camp, we got to Regent. No, we got to Circle 6 our first year. And I just broke down one night and I just started crying. And just, I can't even remember what we were talking about that night. But I was just in tears. And everybody was just like in tears outside and just in our little groups. And I remember after that, we kind of had to talk about giving our lives to Christ, but I didn't decide to give my life to Christ until about our first year at Region, which was, what year was that? 15 or 16? I can't remember. Okay, but my first year at Region was really tough because I had been going through a lot of things, and so we got to Region, and I was like, okay, I want to give my life to Christ. And so we got back, and I decided to go before the church and tell the world that I was giving my life to Christ. I got baptized. I did the whole routine and everything. I walked up with a group of people. There was like 6 or 7 of us that all decided to give our life to Christ. And after that, life got pretty tough. And that's whenever I fell after that. Like, the whole excitement of camp lasted about a week or two. And then after that, I just caught onto the snowball and just started rolling down the hill. And I got into so much trouble. I got into a relationship with another girl, and then there were things going on in my home life. And so it kind of started off like nobody really knew about it, but then Rory found out about it, and so of course Rory tries to intervene with everything. And so he pulled me aside one night after Wednesday church, and we had a little meeting. And we started talking about it, and I was just this stone cold. I wasn't going to give him any answers. I'm just going to stare at the ground and act like I can't hear him. And those are about how all of our meetings went, actually. It got worse, and it kept getting worse. And as time went on, I kept turning away family members and friends, and I got to the point to where most of my friends didn't want to be around me anymore, and I got kicked out of youth, and I was only allowed to come to church on Sunday mornings with my mom, and I understand the reasoning for that, and it was just, it hurt, because I was like, nobody wants me to be here. But then I was getting to school, and everybody was like, don't you think that it's wrong that he's kicking you out of church? Like, don't you think that it's wrong that he's punishing you for being who you are and who you want to be? And sometimes I kind of agreed, but then whenever I laid down at night, I understood why he was doing it. And In some of our meetings, whether he believes it or not, I actually did listen to him, and I actually did ponder on what he was saying, and I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew that I wasn't supposed to be in that relationship, in that spot in my life, and I knew that. I knew that it was wrong, and just something about it, just I kept choosing to do it. I knew it was wrong, but I kept choosing to do it. So I kept choosing to do it, and it really just destroyed my life. Like, I got to the point where my mom didn't want to talk to me, and she actually forced me to talk to her, which sucked. We stayed up so many nights sitting on my staircase until like 3 o'clock in the morning because my stubborn butt did not want to talk to her. And so we sat and sat and sat, and most of the time our conversations were just me staring at the ground. And then it started getting to the point to where I started getting frustrating, because every time I chose to go against the Lord showed me a reason why I shouldn't be in the relationship that I was in. Every time somebody... Every time I turned away, another one of the people that really loves me, he showed me another reason why I shouldn't have been in the relationship that I was in. And he kept showing me these reasons, and I kept understanding, okay, I'm not supposed to be in this relationship, but I'm still in this relationship. I don't want to be in this relationship, but I'm going to continue being in this relationship. And at one point, it was because I was like, okay, well, Rory told me I wasn't supposed to be in this relationship. Rory doesn't know what he's talking about. And so I was just trying to prove a point. I was trying to prove that I was right and everybody else was wrong. And he worked on me, and he just, like, finally broke me down. And he was like, Kaylin, quit being stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm showing you, I'm putting these people in your life to show you that this is not what you're supposed to do with your life. Your whole life is falling apart, and you keep choosing to be in this one relationship, and you're turning away everybody that loves you. What are you doing with your life? So he kept sending Amy in the hallways, and Beth, and Rory. After Sunday nights, he would call me into the room, or even Wednesday nights, he'd be like, you need to show up so that I can talk to you tonight. And my mom sitting there reading scripture on the staircase, and my brothers even. And he kept sending people, and working on my heart, and it just, like, I got sick and tired of it. It got really annoying that these people were coming at me with scriptures, and I was just like, oh my goodness. And then there was one night where, at this time, I was living with my grandparents. I had moved out with my grandparents, and I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because my granddad, my granddad sat down to talk to me one night. And he wouldn't leave me alone until I listened. And he wouldn't leave the room until I talked to him. And he kept telling me how much he loved me. and how much he wouldn't be okay with the things that I was doing. He wasn't going to sit here and let me do it because he loved me so much. He wasn't going to allow me to ruin my life like this. And he's, my granddad is probably my biggest role model in my life. He is the man that I look up to, and just hearing those words from him, like, really hit hard. And so I, that night, I just broke down, and I didn't know what to do, and we sat there, and we prayed together, and we prayed, and we sat there and talked about everything. And after that, I got to school and I was just like, I don't want to even be in this relationship anymore. Like, I started realizing, Kaylin, you've been so stupid. Like, look at these things that you didn't ever notice that have been happening, that have been happening right in front of your face. And he started pointing everything out to me. And so then we came back, and I can't even remember how we did all of this. This is skipping over some of it. We came back, and I talked to Rory, and I can't remember how I even got back into the youth group. We talked about it, and we had this nice long talk, like, except for this time, I actually gave in input, and I actually talked. And after that, I was allowed to come back to youth, and I was allowed to be with my friends again, and after that, everything started falling back into place. After all of the people that God put into my life, I finally realized that that was not what I was supposed to be doing with my life, and that God had a purpose for my life, and it was not to be in that relationship.